Listener Production.
Good afternoon, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest. Police have charged a 27-year-old woman after a gel blaster was allegedly fired at a vehicle on the M1 this morning. The incident occurred between a black Land Cruiser and a small white SUV at Stapleton. Detective Acting Inspector Chris Ahern says the Land Cruiser was intercepted at Quinns Hill Road.
There was two men and a 27-year-old female in that vehicle. The vehicle was subject of a search and a gel blaster pistol was located in the centre console of that vehicle and seized by police.
The search continues for the second vehicle and its occupants. The state government is looking at limiting the number of times per year rents go up and capping the amount they can be increased. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says 630,000 Queenslanders rent their home, so it's important to get it right.
We've heard from families who've seen their rents increase 20-30%. We've seen evidence of some property managers are price gouging in the market. And so we want to have a conversation about what should be done about rents.
But Real Estate Institute of Queensland CEO Antonia Mercarella believes this doesn't address the underlying issue, which is undersupply.
We say let's have that conversation. Let's also have a conversation, though, about capping interest rates on mortgages. Let's have a conversation about capping local government rates, expenses that investors face.
Updating sport, and in the NRL, the Broncos have named a unchanged 17 for the upcoming historic battle for Brisbane with the Dolphins on Friday night at Suncorp Stadium. Meanwhile, Jared Wallace will return for the Dolphins to face his original NRL club after he missed the team's win over the Knights due to personal reasons. Felice Kaufusi has been named in the second row pending an appearance at the NRL judiciary tonight.